expect from this Indianapolis front and what they bring to the table?
You know, they're a fast group. Good, great defensive ends, you know, experience with Mathis and Freeney. You know, they got a good secondary player in Bethea. And they're a strong defense, man, fast, and we just got to get out there and execute.
When they're a team that needs a win to continue to be in this playoff push, and you guys are a team with the backs against the wall, is this kind of game you live for where both teams, it's almost a must-win type atmosphere?
Well, we've been kind of playing with the edge the last few games. I mean, we ended up on the losing end, but we've had our backs against the walls the last few weeks, and we're just going to have the same approach this week, except for we just want to come out with the W.
Blake Freeney's a guy that I'm sure you watched growing up almost.
Yeah.
What will it be like facing him, and specifically, what is he bringing?
Well, I won't, obviously going up against him, but, I have been watching him for a long time. Man, he's an exciting guy to watch, man, fast. You know, he brings excitement to the game, and he fires up their defense. So, man, if we can do a good job at containing him, you know, slowing him down, I think we'll be able to establish some things and get the momentum going our way.
This is a team that's given up some yards, like the last five games or whatever it is, the running back. So you got to, like,
Yeah, they got a little air in their defense, and we want to, you know, take full advantage of that. But, you know, we can't think about, you know, what their defense is doing. We got to worry about our offense, man. We got to execute. We got to eliminate the penalties, and then we'll be fine.
Talk a little bit about your style of running. Not that you can't be evasive, but you seem to almost enjoy delivering the hit. You don't take the hit. You give the hit yourself, it seems.
Well, in some cases, I mean, you need to. I mean, especially early in the game, you want to establish, you know, that you're here, you're on the physical guy, physical team, and that, you know, the running, you know, you want to set the tone. And I think later throughout the game, you're able to, you know, be a little bit more elusive and make guys miss. And, you know, I try to mix it up a little bit between the two.
In other words, give them a couple bruises early.
Yeah, and then soften them up a little bit. That's the plan.
Okay, you came in with Titus last year. What have you seen from him, at least maybe on an overall basis and especially in this past week?
I mean, me and Titus are real close, man. He's a good friend of mine. You know, I'm happy to have him back. You know, he had his time apart from the team where he could get his mind right and think about things and, reassured that, you know, this is what he wants. And I know this is what he wants. And he had a good, hard week of practice. And he's ready to roll. I mean, I look forward to seeing him out there and making some plays for us this week.
You stood up and took accountability when you had your issues and you moved past him. Something that's important for him to do?
Well, you know, he's his own man. You know, however he feel like he needs to go about that is on him. But in the locker room, and it's me specifically, you know, I mean, we're good. You know, we understand what he can do to this team, how he can better us, and we understand what type of person he is. And he's a good guy, but sometimes, you know, you have to learn, and you make mistakes, and you just move on. And like I said, Titus is a good guy, and I'm happy to have him back.
Everything you've seen this week in practice, do you expect him to be on the field Sunday?
I mean, you know, we'll see, man. He's been in the road. He's been playing. He's been getting some reps and stuff like that. You know, I'm not a coach, so I don't know what they have planned. But like I said, he'll better the team if he's out there and making plays.
We just talked to him. He seemed dejected. You're his close friend, as you said. Do you think he's taking this all to heart?
He's fine, man. He's strong-minded. You know, he's been through a lot of stuff, a lot more things than this, bigger things than this, and he's overcome it. So I don't think it's going to be anything that that he won't be able to overcome. It's just going to, you know, take some time and, you know, just him just getting back to the basics and getting back in his routine.
What was it like for you to be away for the couple weeks you were away? And you've obviously talked to him. Did he kind of have that same feeling that you had being away?
Well, it just makes you hungry. I mean, I really didn't talk to him too much about it, but it just makes you hungry, makes you want to be back, makes you want to get back on the field.